This hour, we'll continue taking your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, so get ready. And welcome back, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, George Norrie here. Pharmacist Ben, tell me about the strength and power of zinc.
One of my all-time favorite minerals, and zinc deficiency is one of the most common nutritional deficiencies. There are hundreds, literally hundreds of different chemical reactions in the body, in cells, that depend on this very unfortunately underappreciated, under-leveraged mineral. Zinc is important for skin health. Acne can be induced by zinc deficiencies, and zinc is almost like a treatment or almost like a remedy for acne, although there are other things that you need to help deal with acne. Zinc is incredibly important for the immune system. It's part of the COVID protocol. Anybody who's worried about getting viral infections or bacterial infections should be supplementing with zinc. Zinc deficiency, interestingly, will cause a loss of taste and a loss of smell, which, as most people know, or many people know, is one of the symptoms of
COVID.
COVID and long COVID. So it could very well be that simple old zinc deficiency can help you deal with those kinds of problems if you're dealing with long COVID symptoms. Zinc's important for bone health. Zinc is also important for the production of stomach acid. And as we talked about earlier, stomach acid is not a problem. Too much stomach acid is not a problem. Too little stomach acid is a problem. So zinc is one of the all-time great, great minerals. In fact, zinc deficiency around the world causes something called failure to thrive in children. And zinc is an important thriving mineral. It helps us deal with the ups and downs of the vicissitudes of life and helps us not just survive, but thrive through them. Zinc is an amazingly important mineral, and it's ridiculously cheap. It's one of the cheapest nutritional supplements you can take. You'll find zinc in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course, and then zinc is also found in high-protein foods.
How about D3?
D or B?
D.
D3. Yeah, vitamin D, D3 is one of the forms of vitamin D. Almost every day you read something else about that vitamin D is good for in the body. Vitamin D is not really a vitamin, even though we call it a vitamin. It's actually a hormone, and it's a hormone that's involved in the activation of all cells by virtue of its effect on the mineral calcium. You may have heard that you always want to take calcium and vitamin D together. Vitamin D helps the body and helps cells utilize calcium. And calcium, surprisingly for a lot of folks, is not just a mineral for your bones. Calcium is an activating mineral. It turns things on. It makes things happen. Without vitamin D, you can't absorb calcium. So vitamin D is important for every single cell, meaning every single organ and every single tissue in the body. And, of course, the best way to get vitamin D is from the sun. Although these days we're all wearing sunscreens, and that keeps you from getting your vitamin D from the sun. Or even worse, people are afraid of the sun. So for those folks who, if they're wearing sunscreens or they're staying out of the sun, then you want to use supplemental vitamin D or eat vitamin D-containing foods like eggs and mushrooms.
Let's go back to the calls. Pueblo, Colorado we go. Case is with us. Case, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Case.
Yeah, I have two questions.
Okay.
I know Dr. Wallach says a lot about not eating any oils unless they're already in the foods, but I think it's because he says that he suspects they're rancid before they even get to the shelf, but I drink olive oil and avocado oil, things like that, and I wanted your opinion on that. The second thing is you see these bodybuilders in movies and on TV. They'll break a few eggs into a glass and drink them. Now, is it good to drink raw eggs? I've read twice that eating raw egg white can rob your body of biotin.
Yeah, well, a couple things there. First of all, eggs are nature's most perfect food, and it's unfortunate they've been demonized because they are just unbelievably valuable. The cholesterol in eggs is easy for the body to handle, much easier for the body to handle.
Doc loves eggs, doesn't he, Ben?
Eggs are stupendously valuable. You know, the body is not. We look at the human body, and we don't really see what it's made of. The human body is made up of cells, and this is really where health or disease occurs at the level of the cell. We focus on the organ, we focus on the tissues, the heart or the skin or the liver or the spleen, but really all disease is cell disease and all health is cell health. What makes an egg so valuable is an egg is a cell. It's got everything you need to make cells. It's got everything a cell needs to be healthy. It's the perfect food for a cell, which means it's the perfect food for the body. Now, as far as raw, as far as egg whites go, and for, by the way, raw eggs are really the way to do eggs because once you start, once you cook an egg, you lose a lot of the nutritional value of that egg to the extent that you cook it. So if you are going to cook your eggs, cook them, poach them. Or soft boil them.
Yeah.
But raw eggs are really the way to go. There is a little bit of an issue in terms of the freshness of that raw egg.
Are they pasteurized? They're not pasteurized,
but if an egg is not fresh or if there's cracks in it, you can get bacterial infection, salmonella specifically, but that rarely happens. If the egg is fresh and the shell is intact, you don't really have that problem. By the way, the egg membrane, the between the shell and the membrane, is a great source of high hyaluronic acid and collagen. As if there weren't enough wonderful things in an egg, you get even the membrane on the outside that we very rarely eat is a wonderful source of bone building and joint building and skin building, high hyaluronic acid and collagen. As far as the avidin goes, there's a compound in eggs called avidin, which will rob the body of biotin, but that's almost insignificant. You just supplement with a B vitamin, you'll get plenty of biotin. You don't need a lot of biotin, so that's kind of much ado about nothing. There was another, I forgot what the other question is, Jeff.
About the oils.
The oils. Yeah, you know, oils are a problem, definitely, because they're processed. And interestingly, all of our chronic health challenges that are so endemic in our culture today really started when we figured out how to process oils. Before we figured out how to process oils, it wasn't a real issue, and now we're getting way too many oils, and oils that are processed. Oils that are processed are terrible for you, and cooking oils is a really big problem, especially fried oils. Deep fried, particularly, and of course everybody loves deep fried oils. There's a condition that a lot of folks have heard of called leaky gut syndrome. Have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you get little leaks, literally leaks.
In your intestine, right?
Yeah, in the intestine, and toxins get into the bloodstream through the intestine that way, and almost all health challenges, chronic degenerative health challenges,
you get sepsis that
have way. This element of subclinical sepsis. It's not totally sepsis, which is life-threatening, but it's subclinical. It's just a mild form of sepsis where you get toxins in the blood. Endotoxemia is the technical term, and this causes autoimmune problems and inflammatory problems and all kinds of health havoc on the body. Well, it turns out that one of the major causes of this leaky gut syndrome is these fats, these fried fats, these that everybody seems to be addicted to. So fats, processed fats are a big, big problem. However, that being said, nutritional fats are incredibly valuable. And that's where the ultimate EFAs come in. And also, this gentleman was talking about drinking olive oil. It's not that's not the best oil, but as long as it's in the refrigerator, it's in a dark bottle, and you're doing it medicinally, you're not drinking it, you're not guzzling it, and it's fresh and it's cold, kept cold and in a dark place, it's probably not the end of the world. The real problem are the processed fats and the fried fats and the cooked fats.
And read those best by dates. They're important, aren't they?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that your eggs are fresh, and you want to make sure that, in fact, you want to make sure all of your foods are fresh.
Well, will you eat a food that's a day later than its
a
best
day
by
later
day?
Probably is not the end of the world, but it's not. You start to lose nutritional value. As soon as the apple is picked off of the tree or as soon as the egg is laid, the nutritional value is starting to degrade. Eggs are protected because of the shell. But it's best to keep your foods as fresh as possible. And by the way, there's a wonderful book, I mean a classic book called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, written by a guy named Udo Erasmus, who is the authority on fats. And anybody who's interested in learning about fats, get this book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill.
Next up, let's go to Orlando, Florida. Eric's with us. Hello, Eric. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Eric. George, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben, got arthritis on bone on bone. I'm 70 years old.
Oh, my.
230 pounds now because the doctor gave me a med pack of steroids. I was at 207.
Wow. Yeah, the steroids will cause weight gain, and the steroids are definitely not a good solution for arthritis, although if it's bone on bone, you may find yourself getting a little bit of relief that way. What you want to start to do is build that cartilage up, and you're a classic case of someone who needs the glucogel caps, and I'd be getting on them as soon as possible. You also probably want to make sure that you're using your ultimate EFAs. We were talking about fats earlier. Essential fats, and that means vitamin-like fats, essential fatty acids, they call them, are anti-inflammatory as well as inflammatory, and they're important for the healing process. So anybody who's got inflammatory conditions or arthritis would benefit from the ultimate EFAs, which are almost like a WD-40 for the joints, in addition to the glucogel caps. And, of course, we talked earlier about the high hyaluronic acid. I should also tell you that you can't make cartilage. You can't make connective tissue, which cartilage is, without vitamin C. And sometimes we're always looking for the exotic nutrients, you know, but vitamin C is one of those that everybody knows about, but nobody gets enough of. Without vitamin C, you can't build something called connective tissue, which cartilage is. Also, bone is connective tissue. So for folks who are worried about osteoporosis, yes, the glucogel caps are important. Yes, calcium is important, but nothing is more important than vitamin C. And one of my my favorite things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I absolutely love and I use it multiple times a day myself, is it's a very good source of vitamin C for building cartilage.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Hit that website and let's set a record again. Eric, thank you for calling. Next up, Joe in Long Island, New York. Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Happy Halloween. Julie Andrews is 87 years old. That's interesting. But a couple of supplements. One would be L-arginine.
Oh, yeah.
Take that before you work out rather than, say, after. Also, the phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine supposedly calm the brain.
Yeah.
You see them in brain supplements. Would you recommend taking them individually, and that would give more of those supplements?
The best way to get your phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine is by using lecithin. Lecithin is in the ultimate enzymes from longevity, and it's a very, very underappreciated nutrient. Lecithin is found everywhere. Eggs are also, by the way, a great source of lecithin. Lecithin contains these fats that this caller mentioned, phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine, that are extremely important for brain health. And also for the health of all of your cells. They also have a nice relaxing property, so they're good to take before sleep. Also, the arginine. That's one of my favorite amino acids.
Nitric oxide, right?
What's that?
Nitric oxide.
Yes, George. That is impressive, George.
Thank you.
I call arginine super amino acid. Amino acids get their name amino because they have a little element of nitrogen. Nitrogen is the most explosive of the biological nutrients. It has an explosive power. So it helps build things. In fact, bodybuilders are always focusing on their nitrogen content, and amino acids contain nitrogen, and this is why protein is so important. Of course, you've heard of nitroglycerin, right? Nitroglycerin is explosive. All nitroglycerin is glycerin with nitrogen. There's another substance called TNT, right? TNT is dynamite, as the song goes, and AC/DC. I haven't heard you play any AC/DC, by the way, George.
No, you probably won't.
TNT is dynamite, and TNT is nail polish plus nitrogen. Actually, not really nail polish, but something called toluene plus nitrogen. So nitrogen is really explosive. Farmers know this. You know, when they had that terrorist bombing or that bombing in Oklahoma City, they used fertilizer to bomb the building. Well, fertilizer contains nitrogen, and nitrogen is super, super explosive. Well, all amino acids have a little piece of nitrogen on them, and that makes them explosive. That makes them build things. However, arginine has got multiple nitrogens on it. In fact, it's got four nitrogens on it, which makes it super amino acid, which makes it super explosive, which makes it really important for building things. And arginine is a very important building amino acid. Bodybuilders use nitrogen, use arginine.
It's great for the heart, too, isn't it?
It's also great for the heart, exactly, for that same reason. The heart needs to have explosive power because it's pumping all the time. So arginine is very important for the heart. And then arginine is also important for wound healing. They use it in burn wards for people who have burns or any kind of skin trauma. Arginine is important for helping heal the skin. It is, you know, I said zinc earlier is my favorite mineral. Arginine is probably my favorite amino acid.
Next up, Brandon's with us in Burlington, Vermont. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, George. Hey, Ben. How you guys doing?
Great. Thank you.
Great show. Ben, you're a wealth of knowledge, man. You should be on Jeopardy, you know that?
Nutritional Jeopardy, maybe.
I think you'd clean up health related, for sure.
You would.
Listen, Ben, real fast. My wife is 60 years of age. For about a year now, she has had very good health, knock on wood, but she's got a hip problem. She's got a hip problem that's for about a year now, where she's like 5'10", but now she's like limping. And she said to me the other day, I'm not limping. My leg has gotten shorter because my hip problem, her hip problem is so sore.
Oh my!
That she doesn't know what to do. She's seen doctors, she's seen specialists. They don't know what the heck to
no.
do.
No.
Is there anything you can suggest?
Yes, sir.
I'll take my answer off air. Great show, George.
Okay, good.
Thank
luck.
You, Brandon.
Go ahead.
It sounds like what's happening is she's walking funny, and that's causing scar tissue to develop, and that can cause the leg to, I don't know if cause the leg to shrink necessarily, but it will cause her to not operate as it should. And that's based on fibroids and scar tissue, or fibers and scar tissue, and that probably has to do with how she's been walking. Body work is incredibly valuable, George. Everybody, especially as we get older, should be getting body work. And my favorite type of body work is something called Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, which started here in Boulder, Colorado. Rolfing is a very intense form of body work where they break up that scar tissue. And anybody post-surgery or as we get older or who's dealing with this kind of hip problem, you can save yourself a lot of misery, a lot of health misery, hip replacements and knee replacements and the discomfort and the pain and the lack of movement just by having that scar tissue broken up through a professional body worker, especially a Rolfer.
How about some supplements for those bones?
And then supplements, absolutely. The glucogel caps and the ultimate EFAs. In fact, I would be doing the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and I wouldn't be wasting any time. At the age of 60, you don't have a lot of time to waste because you can go down pretty quickly. Things can deteriorate.
And you really don't want a hip replacement.
No, or a knee replacement, unless you have absolutely no option. And the thing is, George, we don't get options. The medical model doesn't give us options.
They want to replace.
They want to replace. And a lot of these things, you know, I'm not going to blame any individuals, but the paradigm or the model treats knee replacements and hip replacements almost like a factory, in and out. You go in, you get a knee replacement, you go out, the next person comes in, gets a knee replacement, a hip replacement, and sometimes people benefit from them, but really you want to try to go the body work and nutritional supplement work before you go that route. And by the way, foods can cause tremendous pain if they're inflammatory. We don't realize that sugary foods, as well as the processed fats that we talked about earlier, can cause inflammatory pain that we won't relate to those specific foods. So for people who are dealing with inflammatory pain, whether it's arthritis pain or hip pain, like Brandon was saying, see if you notice that you flare up when you eat certain foods, because certain foods can trigger an inflammatory response that can cause that kind of pain.
Ben, we have a minute before the break. Tell me about the kind of emails you get through criticalhealthnews.com.
We get so many emails. And by the way, we love emails, health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer them all, and we get tons of emails. And, George, some of them are so heartbreaking, and some of them are so sad and tragic. We are thrilled to be able to help the people that we help. And by the way, the things that I do on this program, George, anybody can do, and we can teach people how to do this. If this sounds interesting to your listeners, you should really ask about the longevity business opportunity, because we can teach people how to help you with how to help their friends and family and loved ones and other people with their health challenges.
That's so important. So important indeed. And then, Ben, do you do any more radio?
Yeah, heck yeah. I got a radio show on GCN with Ted every
Ted Anderson. Weekend.
It's called The Bright Side. I also do a skincare radio show with the Associated Society of Cosmetic Professionals called, get this, George, you're going to love this, The Rogue Pharmacist.
I love it. Well, Mr. Rogue Pharmacist, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll be back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and take some final calls. CriticalHealthNews.com. Next hour, the United States of Cryptids, a tour of American myths and monsters. Don't miss the program. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. The website to go to, CriticalHealthNews.com. The toll-free number to call anytime, 1-855-949-7234. And you and Doc have a great staff behind you, Ben.
Yes, we do. Those guys are on top of it. And every time myself or Doc comes on the program, those guys are taking notes furiously.
They take hundreds of calls over the week.
Yep, they sure do. And not just tonight, but they do it all every day.
Back to the calls. East of the Rockies, Vicki in St. Louis. Vicki, is this you?
Hi, Nighthawk. It's me.
That's right. You're just one of my favorites. 26 years listening to this show.
Whoa. We keep going, too.
They do. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, Vicki.
Doing okay. Hi, Ben. I was calling about a friend. He was diagnosed with Graves' disease last year.
Yeah.
And they put him on medication, and his eyes really seemed to get bad when he went under medication. And he's taking that metamucil.
Yeah, Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease where the thyroid just goes wacko.
Right.
Oh, overproduction, right?
Yeah, it goes it's hyperthyroidism. Most people know about hypothyroidism, where the thyroid slows down, but Graves' disease is hyperthyroidism, and that's where the thyroid just goes crazy. It can cause all kinds of problems, and you want to talk about anxiety and problems sleeping and oily skin and eyes popping out of your head. It's just a horrible, horrible condition. But the thing is, it's an autoimmune disease, and all autoimmune diseases need to be considered first and foremost digestive health issues based on that whole mechanism that we talked about earlier, that leaky gut phenomena. So first things with Graves' disease or with multiple sclerosis or with type 1 diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or whatever your flavor autoimmune disease is, it doesn't really matter where it occurs. It matters that it occurs. So don't worry about the part of the body that the autoimmune phenomenon is occurring in. You got to treat it like it's an immune problem following leaky gut, things that are getting into the digestive tract through a leaky through leaks in the intestine. That means staying away from problem foods. That means building up the intestine with digestive enzymes, Youngevity's ultimate enzymes, probiotics like the Nightly Essence, anything you could do to support digestive health. And I'll tell you how you can prove this. If you fast, you'll notice that your Graves' disease symptoms or your rheumatoid arthritis symptoms or your MS symptoms start to subside. And you'll also notice that your symptoms get worse with specific foods. And so what you got to do is you got to patch up that digestive system and then start to eliminate foods. And George, we said this so many times today, and we say it all the time on this program when I come on or when Doc comes on. This is the key to health. It's patching up the intestine and staying away from problem foods and using digestive nutritional support.
They also say stay away from caffeine, Ben.
Nutritional supplement program. Yes, caffeine can be a problem too. Any stimulant can be a problem for Graves' disease.
Absolutely. Yeah, Vicki used to listen to me when I was the Nighthawk in St. Louis back in 1996.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's cool. In the 70s, did you say?
96.
Oh, 96. Yeah, I started listening to you, George, and I remember when you were filling in for Art in the late 90s.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you keep me company on my drive home from my pharmacy.
Is that when you were doing that?
I was doing it in the late 90s. I was driving home from Greeley, Colorado, listening to George Norrie on Coast to Coast.
I love it. That. Let's go to Norman in St. Louis. Lots of St. Louis calls. Hey, Norm.
Hey, good evening.
Hi there.
Just a couple quick things. I'm trying to do things to maybe help your listeners that have health issues. I've always organic garden. I keep a 10-foot by 10-foot garden, and I use things like ashes from my barbecue pit, Epsom salts, seafood scraps as my fertilizer, so I don't put pesticides. And I think a lot of our issues have to do with, like, pesticides. And I worked at a fruit stand for 7 years, and that's where I learned about, like, apples. We had apples that last a whole year. And you're like, how does a apple? So I started reading boxes, and they put carnauba wax on apples and whatnot. And so you got to scrub all that off. Because carnauba wax is good for a car, but probably not so good for your blood.
That's right.
But,
polish your insides.
If you look at, biblically speaking, you know, people lived in the Bible days, there were people that lived real long. Well, you know, we got trees. I read where the amount of trees that are getting cut down since, like, the 1800s, they can track along with cancer and whatnot issues. And then, like I said, you got chemicals and stuff they spray, you know, pesticides and whatnot. So I put pollinator stuff in my garden to attract bees and whatnot, because they're getting depleted too.
Nice. You know, what Doc Wallach talks about wood ash all the time.
He loves that stuff.
He loves wood ash. Yeah, he's got a really interesting theory. In fact, one of the things about Doc is he's got some great books. And a lot of his books, he talks about history, the history of nutrition and the history of health. One of my favorites is called Epigenetics. And if you like Doc on the radio, man, his books are amazing. Really, he's just an absolute wealth of information.
He's a sharp guy.
Oh, my God. That guy's he's a polymath. He knows so many different things, history and sociology and health and nutrition and biochemistry and pathology, all kinds of stuff.
But he doesn't like gluten.
I definitely don't like gluten, and he loves eggs.
William's in New Jersey. Welcome to the show. Hey, William, go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm the neuropathy guy, presently taking vitamin B12. Tommy told me about the fish oil, vitamin B6, D3, like folic acid for my sister who's an RN. I don't know what to do. I'm suffering a lot.
Terrible.
Neuropathy. What does he do, Ben?
Oh, God, that's terrible. Neuropathy is a miserable condition.
Explain what that is, too.
Neuropathy
please?
Is when your nerves just burn, especially in your extremities, fingers, toes, feet, hands. It's an awful, miserable
constantly
condition.
Itching, that
no,
feeling?
No, itching, but burning. Can you imagine a fire, just like your leg is in fire, except there's no fire. It's coming from the inside.
Constantly.
Oh, my God, you can't sleep. It's a terrible condition, and it's a classic sign of what we were talking about earlier, glycation and messed up blood sugar. Diabetics, it almost is the classic sign of diabetes and messed up blood sugar. And that's how you have to treat it. Anything you could do to keep your blood sugar down, and that means staying away from sugar. You're on some really nice nutrients. Your RN friend, or I think you said your friend or your sister, is very smart. Alpha lipoic acid is a great one. Get on the sweeties as soon as possible. Use your ultimate niacin. Niacin is one of the great blood sugar stabilizing nutrients, unknown blood sugar stabilizing nutrients. George, your favorite, magnesium, the osteomag, and stay off of anything that spikes your blood sugar, and that could be bread, rice, pasta, as well as desserts and sweets and soda pops.
And call this number too, William. They'll give you some more assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Just remember that number, 1-855-949-7234. It's got to be aggravating. How do you sleep like that, Ben?
Can you imagine, George? You can't. You can't. It's just a terrible thing. And like a lot of these health challenges, George, they're preventable and they're reversible. And medication can't help you, but nutrition and health, all of the basic building blocks, giving your body all the basic building blocks can. It breaks my heart, George. It's so tragic. And anybody who's dealing with any kind of chronic condition, whether it's neuropathy or whether it's the hip pain or joint pain or arthritis, bone-on-bone arthritis, please understand there are options for you, non-medical options, healthy options, nutritional options, that not only take care of your symptoms, but will add years to your life.
Let's go to Max in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hey, Max. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Max.
Max, you with us?
Max.
Has departed. Let's go to Joan in Boston, Mass. Welcome
hey,
to the Joan. Show. Hey, Joni.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Yes, I had B-cell lymphoma in 2019, and as a result of that, I ended up with neuropathy in the bottom of my feet, but I don't have the typical pain. I have feeling of like almost walking on calluses or bumps all the time. They tried gabapentin on me, but I didn't like the effects. It made me more sleepy, and you know, I don't really have pain. So I guess I'm wondering if there's anything else that I can take because, you know, I'm sure the chemo was what caused my problem.
It could very well have and probably cause that glycation we were talking about. Again, treat it like it's a blood sugar issue. And don't worry about whether you've been diagnosed as a diabetic or not. You don't have to be diagnosed as a diabetic to have a blood sugar problem. That's very important for people to realize. Almost everybody's going to have a little bit of a blood sugar problem, but if you have neuropathy, you probably have a severe one. Focus on blood sugar by eliminating those foods that we talked about, the foods that spike your blood sugar, the breads and the pastas and the potatoes and the rice, and then get on blood sugar stabilizing nutrients. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack. In fact, that's got everything you need, but I'd also throw in the ultimate niacin and the ultimate selenium, both of which are important for helping stabilize blood sugar. Treat yourself like a diabetic, even if you haven't been diagnosed as such.
Ben, what causes non-Parkinson's tremors?
Tremors are always a sign of a hyperactive stress nervous system. Now, that hyperactive stress nervous system can be caused by a lot of things, inflammation or nutritional deficiencies or psychological or mental stresses. So what you want to do is you want to calm the body down. One of the fastest ways to calm the body down is by what I call SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. You want to hear something interesting, George? Nobody has tremors in the bathtub. When you're taking a bath, you don't have tremors.
You've said that. That's
yep.
Right.
Taking a bath, the body relaxes. There's no tremors in the bathtub. So what that tells you is that the muscles are contracting. The energy is not flowing as smoothly as it could, so or as it should. So it can certainly be associated with inflammation, but also nutritional deficiencies can play a big role, as well as psychological or mental health problems. So calming the body down, activating the rest and digest nervous system. We got two nervous systems. We got an emergency nervous system, and we got a rest and digest nervous system. Most of the health challenges we deal with, including tremors and movement disorders, are a sign of a hyperactive emergency nervous system. We're in an emergency mode, and look at the way we live our lives. Of course, we're going to be in emergency mode. Everything's an emergency. So learning to calm the body down is extremely important for tremors, for movement disorders, for just longevity and just quality of life. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, body work and massage, and a good nutritional supplement program that features anti-inflammatory nutrients like your ultimate EFAs, like vitamin C. I'd be doing the Healthy Start Pack, and then I'd be throwing in some extra Ultimate EFAs. Well, they're part of the Healthy Start Pack, the Ultimate EFAs as well.
Let's go to Jim, Sacramento, first-time caller. Jim, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, George and Ben. Hi.
Hey, Ben.
Real quick, I had a open-heart bypass surgery last November, heart valve replacement. I came out of surgery with a weak heart with only working at 35% efficiency or function. I had PA, peripheral arterial disease in my right leg,
oh, wow.
And I had cellulitis out of surgery in the hospital that I think messed up my calf on the right leg. What can I do to strengthen my heart muscle, to strengthen my heart, increase the flow in my leg, and repair the damage to my calf?
Well, lots you could do. The most important thing right off the bat is you want to make sure you're oxygenating. That's that SDR breathing. The heart obviously pumps the blood, but the blood is delivering oxygen. When that doesn't happen, the whole body gets thrown off. So make sure you're practicing your SDR breathing. That alone can make a huge difference. Then there's wonderful heart nutrients. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, of course, is going to get you most of those. The OsteoMag, magnesium is super important for the heart. We talked about vitamin C a lot today. Tonight, that's also important for the heart. The Ultimate EFAs, also important for the heart.
Turmeric's great.
Turmeric, yes, sir. Turmeric, absolutely. Coenzyme Q10, another really, really important cardiovascular health nutrient. Zinc is also important for the heart. There's lots of things you could do. Also, laying off the sugar. Heart disease and diabetes go hand in hand, and most of us have messed up blood sugar, and that's one of the major causes for cardiovascular health challenges, which are an epidemic.
Truly is. Would you say diabetes, it might be the biggest issue for people?
Tied with digestive health issues. All health challenges, all ALL, chronic health challenges, are linked to digestive health and diabetes or blood sugar. And as I said earlier, it bears repeating, just because you're not diagnosed as a diabetic doesn't mean you don't have a dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar. So don't worry. The doctor will say to you, oh, your blood sugar's fine. If you're symptomatic, just assume that you've got a blood sugar problem and treat yourself as such. The easiest thing to do is reduce the blood sugar spiking foods, or the insulin spiking foods, I should say, and then using nutritional supplements like the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. I would assume that we will talk to you next right around the end of November.
Yeah, it'll be end of November, around Thanksgiving. Thanks so much, George. Great to talk.
Can you believe Thanksgiving's right around the corner, Ben?
Crazy. Oh, my God. 2022 is almost in the books.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm a little too old to be playing around Halloween, but I'll be giving out some healthy fruits and snacks for the kids.
You're not going to dress up as Doc Wallach?
No, I'm not going to. That would be a great costume, though. I should think about that.
We should. We'd make millions doing that one. Okay, Ben, thanks again.
Thanks, George. Great to talk to you.
You too. He does just a fine job, folks. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. You can send him or Doc Wallach emails through that website. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, the United States of Cryptids, a tour of American myths and monsters.